Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Fix your camera, Leroy. You guys can get us on the chat on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM is the handle. Jarrell says, I'd be less annoyed with the heat last night if our last win wasn't in the play-in. That's fair. It's fair. Annoying loss last night. Fun game, but ultimately all too familiar. Like, you sit here and you're like, man, Norman Powell. I would love to be here today, and I would be like, Norman Powell, dude, he looks awesome. What a find.
Yes.
What a find.
I've said this. He's a lot bigger than I thought. Mm-hmm. He's a big boy, but very skilled. I mean, that three looks nice, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
Shot's good.
Hey, wait. Tell me if you were thinking. I'm going to tell you what you were thinking, because I was thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. They got off to that hot start shooting the three. I'm like, nothing says here comes the third quarter like that.
I definitely agree with you. I did. I was like, I don't know if they can keep this up. They did, though. I mean, like, it did,
yeah.
Until they got to the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter was the third quarter. And then where, like, the things were putting up. Now, to be fair, Orlando also. It was basically a free throw fest the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like back and forth, the free throws. Everybody was in the bonus. Very physical game. And Spo's like, you know what we need? Less tall people.
For the life of me. Why praise the work that these guys have done in the offseason only to lose faith in them in game number one?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It is tough. So your final score last night with the Heat losing, they lost 125-121, and your leading scorer for the Heat was Norman Powell. He had 28 points, 9 rebounds. Davion Mitchell had 16 points, 12 assists in his first performance. I think I heard Ira in the post game say that tied a record for opener assists, I think,
really?
With Tim Hardaway. So yeah, Davion cooked last night. He was really, really good. Fontecchio looked great. He all of a sudden turned into Dirk Nowitzki in the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Jaime finished 6-7 from the field. That was good news.
Mm-hmm.
Khloé Ware played 14 minutes.
You just want to mess with me.
Yeah.
Like, as much as
14
we
minutes.
I know, man.
14 minutes. All good.
Like, whatever. There is no guy that can get off the court quicker than Khloé.
Meanwhile, this morning, news struck that the Heat.
It struck.
They found out. We all found out. Terry Rozier was arrested by the FBI after a gambling probe. This was Jessica Tisch, New York City Police Commissioner, today, and her explanation on that the whole press conference. Her explanation of the things Rozier is facing.
Players altered their performance or took themselves out of games to make sure that those bets paid out. One example occurred on March 23rd, 2023, in Charlotte. Terry Rozier, an NBA player now with the Miami Heat, but at the time playing for the Hornets, allegedly let others close to him know that he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. Using that information, members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics. Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit. The proceeds were later delivered to his home, where the group counted their cash. As the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity.
Minus one.
Minus one.
Because you know for where the line is.
Yeah. Integrity.
No, he's benched because he stinks.
You sure actually. She's not a Tobin?
No, she's not. You think she came up with, what was it, Operation Royal Flush?
Yeah. I'm like, I told, we were looking at the TV. I said, Tobin, what up there reminds you of you?
I was like, taking a minute. I was like, well,
Operation Royal. Because you know, if you had some type of sting operation, it would have a crazy name.
$200,000, dude.
See what I'm saying? Think about this. For a 1% of what you earn, is that right? Yeah. 1%. 1% of what you made that year. That's think about that. Like, that's the part that I'm that,
dude. His attorney denies it, by the way. Should mention Terry Rozier's attorney upset that he wasn't allowed to turn himself in. Like, others are going to be allowed to self-surrender, but obviously they did want Chauncey Billups. They wanted Terry Rozier.
But I don't understand why they're doing that with these guys and not the mob.
I don't know.
That's the craziest thing. Like, this is where, like, man, I don't know why athletes are always low-hanging fruit, right? Because I know. Back in the day, if you had a mob guy, you made him do the perp walk. You wanted everybody to know you protecting these streets. But now they do it with athletes.
The heat's off today, by the way. There's no practice, so there's not going to be any comment, I imagine, from
Spurs. What are they going to practice? Sitting all the tall guys at the end of the game?
Hey, man.
I thought we were past this. I thought we were to a point where we were going to go through the lumps of getting them in the right places.
I did too.
All the stuff we were hearing about Nico. Nico is good enough to play for his national team, but not good enough to play for the Heat?
I'm with you. He missed out on a rebound, and Spo was like, get his ass out of here, put high man. He had no patience for the young guys last night. Did the same thing with the Kalel in the same quarter. Go get him, Bam.
I wish I could ask him. Right, I just wish that I could ask him, Spo, like, if you snatch him out every time, how are they ever gonna, you know? Because there's gonna come a time when you have a 10-man bench, 10 men on the bench, and they're gonna have to play a substantial amount of time.
It's from Barry Jackson about 18 minutes ago on Twitter. He says the NBA has not commented yet on whether it will void Terry Rozier's contract, which would take $26.6 million off the Heat's books. In short order, whether it will have to wait, it is adjudicated, or whether it have to wait until it is adjudicated in court. That's a big word for me, dog. Oof.
It's a big word for me, dog.
But if they do, it would put the Heat, I believe, not completely. It's not like you get just there's $26 million. It's not the way it's going to work. It would put the Heat in operation to go get a couple of guys on their roster. So I saw mentioned, of course, in the chat, Victor Oladipo's making a comeback. If you want to do that. Alec Burks, if you want to bring him in. Space. You want some three-point shooting. Precious Achiuwa, you can bring him back. You can afford him now. Okay. Just giving names.
Dude, are you serious?
Just saying.
No, don't just say. You want Precious Achiuwa back?
I like Precious. I wouldn't have a problem with it. If it's not like implicated, would I want to put them into the tax? No. But would I just have them on the roster? Yeah.
Two Preciouses. If there's even a word.
What?
That I know. The one from Lord of the Rings, The Ring, and what's the movie? Precious.
That was a Gollum, right?
What?
What is that guy's name?
Who?
My precious. Who said that? Is that Gollum?
Yeah, that's from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Is that what the guy's name?
I don't know.
Listen.
Barry tweets.
I saw the first one, right?
Yep.
Without realizing there was going to be eight more. No. Listen. Uh-uh. You ain't getting me. I mean, they kind of did it with Star Wars, but that's different.
Barry says, if the NBA voids Terry Rozier's contract, the Heat would have the flexibility to use a $16.1 million trade exception acquired in the Jimmy Butler trade. Miami could use that to acquire player or players earning up to 16.1 before early February without sending salary out. So, I don't know who's available for that money right now. You know, that somebody
$16 million? Anybody that is going to help your team is making no less than 20.
Probably, unless somebody's like still like at the end of a value deal or something like that.
I mean, everybody needs shooting and length.
Yep.
So where's
it's like being an offensive lineman?
Right. Where's the value? You're not going to get a guy that people just want to get rid of.
This is the thing with this, like the Terry Rozier. Like I'm swell that his money's gone. It would have been a little bit more useful if this happened in the offseason, I think, for the Miami Heat. You know, you can't.
Like,
you can't.
Sorry. Federal law.
You don't know. Yeah, I'm just saying.
The federal government can't work with your salary cap. Wait. That's almost as egregious as what they're charging Terry Rozier with.
Oh, I'm just saying.
You couldn't charge him in the summer so we could get that money cleared up?
Oh, wait. We just got an update from Shams, I think. By the way, you know, Mr. Clear.
Why are we listening to him?
Yeah. Here we go. Breaking news from Shams Charania. Portland's Chauncey Billups and the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier have been placed on immediate leave by the NBA.
That means they still get paid. Right?
Here, I got a statement from the NBA. This is from Chris Haynes. He just tweeted it out. Okay. NBA statement just released. We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams. We will continue to cooperate with relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains a top priority.
I want to know what the Hornets knew. How about that for integrity?
Hey.
Because if I have to watch in 2028 them with a number one pick from the Miami Heat, which was already the worst trade, that's what I'm more worried about because I could have traded him for anybody. This was the worst trade. I am really, really upset about that way more than getting an exception. That money was already pissed away. But I'm going to have to deal with this for the next 3 years. Oh, can I go get a whale? No. Oh, a pick to the Hornets.
So,
why? Because of Terry Rozier.
So, here. If Orlando knew about...
Charlotte.
If Charlotte knew about the allegations and dumped Terry Rozier without telling...
They knew about the allegations. He was investigated back then by the league.
And they say they didn't say he was clear before they traded him to the Heat.
I don't know what the Heat can do about it, really, honestly. The trade's done. Kyle Lowry's not on the Hornets. They got their pick. Unless they knew, like, unless the Heat were at, like, there's got to be a paper trail of the Heat asking the Hornets, everything good with this? And they're like, yeah, totally, dude. He's good, baby. Cleared. And they need some crazy thing like that. And I don't even know if that gets... I haven't heard anything about the Heat trade getting negated. It's over. I'm just going to have to live with this.
So I'm curious if... what do they call them? The face cards?
Yeah.
I'm curious if, say, Damon Jones talked Chauncey to come into the game. They'll pay you, and you just be the face and playing this poker game.
I don't know, dude. I'm like reading things on this poker game. They had like x-ray things under the table so they could see the cards. Like doctored like contact lenses to sign. This was some high-tech stuff these mafiosos were allegedly doing.
Wow.
Hey, Mr. Big Shot, you put on these contacts, ears, and you make small talk. We just got to see what they're showing. Make it look good. What the hell
is there's going to be a movie about this soon.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Netflix is salivating.
First of all, Netflix
is salivating.
Also, Hulu's already working on it. Another uncut gem situation.
Un-freaking-believable.
This is crazy. I don't know, like, a massive mafia-linked gambling and sports rigging probe. Just say that. Whosever name you put in that, they use that term loosely. They use that term loosely.
What are you doing?
Hey, CNN, this is why they say you're losing credibility, bro.
Why?
Calling Terry Rozier a star.
No, right. It makes it look better. I mean, I said they use the term Miami,
way to be petty.
Miami Heat point guard loosely.
He's like editing.
No, he's like
sending it already.
His Twitter fingers are going.
Sending it to
him. What are you doing?
Sorry. That was selfish. I'll take my minus one.
Minus one
for show. I don't know, it's all just Terry Rozier too.
I know.
All pictures.
What guy's a Hall of Famer?
You know, he was not the only one involved here, allegedly.
No, he was the only one in the sports betting thing. Now,
allegedly.
Question. Allegedly. Were these two different incidents that they're arresting at the same time?
Yes.
Or was Terry Rozier part of the poker thing too?
No, he wasn't.
All 12
so it's actually two different cases.
The only guy I believe they mentioned in both was Damon Jones.
Wow. See, his name wasn't big enough to be a face card. See what I'm saying?
He's the guy who knows a guy, allegedly.
Right, but there's always one guy that gets you into all the other stuff.
Who can you bring to this game there, Damon? I got Terry. Not big enough. You got any of them Hall of Fame friends?
I got my friend Chauncey. So, question.
Yeah.
If they bring him in,
mm-hmm.
Chauncey, they tell him we'll pay you 50 grand and pay for your entry
mm-hmm.
into this poker game. But he doesn't know anything. Is he still involved because he's getting paid by them to be there?
Dude, I don't know. I honestly don't know much about I haven't read really about what Chauncey's involvement. Like, I don't have the details like I do on Terry's thing. I'll look for them. But I don't know.
You know what you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. It's like it's a lure. And it's like, hey, we have a big game. We have allegedly. Let's just say theoretically, you're saying that the Gambino whatever mafia has this, right? And you're like, hey, we have a big poker game. There's gonna be some whales. We got Hall of Famers at this game. Makes it look good,
right?
You have exactly. You have Chauncey Billups there, and they have Chauncey at the game. But maybe he's none the wiser that this is a fixed game.
Right. You just know he's getting money. No, I don't know if he's the one winning.
I don't know.
I'm more than sure that they ain't going to give it to him to win. They're going to do it for their guys. The mob's not good at sharing. Right? So, like, them saying, I'm going to let you, like, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have David Jones in a Heat jersey, too. He played for other teams.
They've been playing the same picture, yes.
Team. He played more for the Cavs. There we go.
No, they keep putting that same picture. And those were my exact inner thoughts. Like, you had to put him in a jersey. And a Heat jersey.
Take a break. Back after this.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
You weren't here for the start.
Yep.
Red light.
Minus one for tardiness.
Minus one for being bossy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's because I've heard
I know. No, just the Whoppers.
He's like doing a mukbang over here.
I've heard too much of the inner workings of his mouth on
the ASMR.
I forgot to get Mike to do that one.
What?
For ASMR.
I thought we had that one.
I forgot. I can get him to do it again.
See, he's doing it again. I can hear you.
We still hear you, Leroy.
I see dead people.
Point for Leroy!
Hey, let's get to a Tito's fantasy football update. Tito's handmade vodka is awesome, but that's not the liner. Tito's handmade vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason, distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. It's Thursday. These Thursday night games, Leroy,
have been
awesome.
Awesome. So we got, who do we have tonight?
Vikings and Chargers.
Vikings and Chargers.
Still not.
Is J.J. McCarthy back? Or
no.
Carson Wentz.
Wentz wagon against your former college quarterback.
Yep.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
Chargers have lost. They lost last week after beating the Dolphins. They lost to the Colts.
Colts are really good, man.
They are really good.
And you know what's funny? They're good at the two places needed to play deep into the season. Offense, defensive line. They're really good offensively. Offense up front. They got a hell of a running back.
Well, they lost. They got Alt back. They lost. And they lost Slater to start the year. But
no, I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about Indy?
Indy.
No, Indy's a monster.
Indy's a monster. But
yeah, I think they're going to make some trades, right? I would feel like they want to beef up even more.
I don't know. My question is it fool's gold, Daniel Jones? It hasn't been fool's gold with any other quarterback.
Here's the thing, though.
That has switched teams like this.
If you got first of all, Daniel Jones has gotten to the playoffs. He's got a line. He's got one of the best running backs in the league.
Yep.
Got a Frankenstein tight end. You know what I have.
Tyler Warren is no. I saw this dude in college.
Right.
He is Mr. Everything.
Have you been seeing, because I don't know how often you're peeking into Twitter, but literally every time he has a great game, the...
Could have had him instead of
It's not only that, but the video, they did one of the War Room videos for when the Dolphins drafted Kenneth Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And probably like the Hornets when the Heat traded for Terry Rozier. The howling laughter in the war room because they got to get Tyler Warren. Right. They were so elated to get mm-hmm. him. And I just get sick to my stomach seeing that because I think to myself, that Frankenstein is probably going to be the next Travis Kelce.
Here's what I can't figure out.
And we needed a tight end.
This is the honest truth. If you're building this team like the team you had in San Francisco.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you draft Tyler Warren?
Don't know.
Because doesn't that fit like right in what you were trying to do?
For sure. Anyway, you got Kamani Vidal, who obviously killed the Dolphins. He's the favorite to get an anytime touchdown today.
And he wasn't even the first tight end taken. Loveland was.
I know.
From Michigan.
Yep.
Who's also
Ladd McConkey is +165.
Hey, nothing says intangible more than Ladd McConkley.
Got Keenan Allen, and then of course Justin Jefferson on the other side for the for the Vikings. So that is your fantasy update going into tonight's game. That of course we got a packed night tonight.
What's the spread? Point spread?
Oh, I think it's I just had that. I think it's 3 for the Chargers.
Vikings? Oh, Chargers are playing at home.
Yes.
I wonder if that's the road trip for the Vikings, because you know, like.
Oh, for the fans.
Miami or Vegas. Miami, Vegas, or L.A. is usually where they go. Sometimes New York. I've heard teams go to New York and do it in New York. But that's usually where it's warm weather places.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if that's the Vikings trip. Probably not because it's Thursday.
Panthers are back at it tonight. 7 o'clock is your puck drop. They will take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Of course, the Panthers undefeated at home. They had their road woes. The Penguins have started off 5-2 on the season. Penguins trade buzz. People were saying, would the Panthers poach any of the Penguins if they, you know, completely ruled out Barkov, which they, of course, have not. So, you know, you can't really go get one of their big guns over there. And they're also very old. But good.
But good.
But good.
But good.
Bob is in net tonight. And we'll get back out tonight with the catch. You, of course, can hear that on FM 104.3, WQAM. And then in the NBA tonight. Oof, this is everywhere, this story. You have Thunder at the Pacers, a finals rematch tonight. Obviously, no Tyrese Haliburton. OKC's a 8.5-point road favorite. And then good night game tonight. Denver Nuggets visit the Golden State Warriors.
Ooh.
That's late tonight. That's at 10 o'clock. And, of course, you have Chuck and the crew back. Did you watch any of Inside the NBA yesterday?
Yeah.
Their debut?
Yeah, they like, that's probably one of the best shows in any sport, right? Just how they interact, how they go back and forth. I always watch it. I mean, that's just watching that is worth. I'd rather watch that than the basketball.
Shaq
sometimes.
Was saying yesterday he's turning Wemby into French toast if he took him on. I don't know, dude. I don't know, Shaq. This guy's a different alien.
Maybe can I tell you something? The thing about Shaq that people, how big he is. Like, just thick. That's what made Shaq, like, most guys that are that tall are closer to Wemby than they are to Shaq.
But he's not even, like, he's a condor pterodactyl with those arms coming out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, but Shaq could keep.
The Heat have only one of the only guys in the league who could physically match up with them.
And we don't play him!
And we gave him 14 minutes, Spo! I'm pointing towards Memphis, I think. Actually, they're in Orlando. I don't know if they've left for Memphis yet. They probably had a stressful morning. You think you go and get like a couple pancakes out of for a morning like that? Like, what do? You just have a morning, and you're just like, 6 in the morning. Hey, Spo, they just arrested Terry Rozier. Suppose. Excuse me?
What do you think the first thing
he probably hasn't
say?
Had a meal yet.
Hey.
Poor guy.
Can I ask you something?
Hmm?
I'm Spo.
Yeah.
Spo.
Yeah. What do you need, Spo?
Where does that cap space for the clear? because you know this.
Perfect.
You know this. It's like, oh, God. So they put him on
leave. The league has.
So there's a difference in league putting him on
he
leave.
He hasn't been made ineligible yet, so they don't have any cap space.
They can't. But see, here's the thing. Leagues, because of the unions, have to be careful.
Of course. It's a legal matter.
Right.
It's a legal matter. They got and don't forget, their investigation said that he was cleared. So you can't just be like, this would, I mean, if they did it immediately, I know everybody's jumping at it, but that's clearly for optics. Like, so unless the feds are going to say, hey, this is what you missed, here's a video of Terry Rozier counting his money after leaving a game in his house.
I'm surprised nobody didn't put it on
social media.
Yeah,
maybe they did, we just didn't realize what they were celebrating. Somebody got into their archives. All right, we'll take a break, play a little Goosies. No Goosies. Next.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQM on Twitch. Let's play a little Goosies, No Goosies here in just a second. But first, just want to let you guys know that Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga, returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney, and way more. And we're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend. To enter, go to the contest page at WQAM.com and register now. Jennifer.
Yes.
What do we got today for Goosies, No Goosies?
Well, we have Tua accepting Mike McDaniel's tough love.
All right. This was Tua yesterday on how he's handling the tough love scenarios from Mike McDaniel.
Oh, always. Always. And you gotta have that in a relationship. It can't always be, man, here's your flowers, here's roses. Hey, man, you had a bad game. It's all right, buddy. Like, you got to have those tough conversations, and I've had those tough conversations with him this week. We met yesterday. We met the day before, last week, and the week prior, you know, with what we want to accomplish, how can we get our guys going, but more importantly, how can we stay in there offensively, put points on the board, and help our guys win the game whenever that opportunity comes. If it's for the offense to do so.
Does that give you the goosies?
Yeah, it gives me the goosies. I mean, he handled it well. You know, I think they're trying. I think.
Goosies.
I think they know it's. They've had to have known that they have come off very snippy and frosty at each other. Now, I understand losing will do that. But I think that they were trying to, throw some cold water on some of that stuff. Schmeath and Schmolnick goes, thanks for the thanks for the info, Kenny Chunky. Such a bastard, Schmeathan. I hate you, but respect you. But I got the goosies. What about you, Leroy?
No goosies. This is normal, no standard, goosies. You know, stuff that goes on with a coach and a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and when they're losing.
True.
So, like, yeah, everybody's a little grumpy, a little ornery. Everybody wants, you know, answers. And the quarterback, no matter who's talking, is low-hanging fruit. So I don't have goosies because it's normal. Like, it's normal for a coach to yell at a player. That's why he's the coach. It's normal for a coach to call a player out. Like, if you got to be a big boy, like, yeah, you know what? You don't want the coach to yell, stop throwing damn picks.
That would help.
Right. So, no, I ain't got the gooses for hard coaching or tough love. Clearly, they're 1-6. It ain't tough enough.
Who really cares?
Exactly, Mike.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on. It annoys the heck out of me to verbally answer that question.
I would love to put a little baby muzzle on you. You're so tiny,
sweet
little baby Jesus in your little bed.
What word about you, JF? You got the goosies?
No, I do not. It does nothing for me, and whatever. Like, it is what it is. Good for you. I'm glad.
No,
all we care about is winning.
I anticipated this question.
That's it. To be honest with you, I don't care about what they have to say
to
each other.
You accept that tough love.
Play better.
Understood.
Coach better.
Understood.
Neither one of them can stop the run, so I don't know what the hell is going. Good, that's going to do, especially this week. What's the over under 165
on the rushing?
Yeah,
I'll look it up. Brittany, you got the goosies?
Mike McDaniel nor Tua have ever given me goosebumps, so absolutely not.
No goosies.
Wow, I mean, that's kind of,
if anything, they make my stomach turn.
Oof.
Ooh.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
What's what else we got for goosies? No goosies.
What appears Leroy's favorite. Aaron Rodgers is saying that the Packers games aren't really revenge games.
You don't view this as a, quote, revenge opportunity or whatever narrative we want to try to throw out there?
I don't.
How do you view this then?
Why not?
Well, Brett got traded. He went to one of the hated rivals. You know, I was in New Jersey for a couple years. I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization.
You don't believe that the Packers, you got no goosies? Well, it's Aaron Rodgers.
No, ain't got nothing to do with that.
I think he did.
Like, wait, last week he was talking about not worried about it because we got the Packers next week, right? So he made a big deal about it last week. Mm. Now he's going to come and say, oh, no, no big deal. No.
Wow.
No. No goosies. Did he not?
I don't remember him doing it with the Packers. You might be right, though. I don't recall. I know the Jets he obviously wanted.
No, last week he was talking about, oh, we got, you know, the Packers next week. Mm. And, like, whatever. And, like, anyway.
I got the goosies. I like to see fences mended. You know, I'm not a petty guy, so.
Goosies.
What?
Give yourself a minus one for deception.
Yeah, dude.
Minus one.
This is ridiculous.
Deception. What do I
don't deserve that.
For deception.
I didn't deserve my minus one.
I don't even remember what yours was for.
Yeah.
Not wanting to go to the movies alone.
It's very strange. Right. I just don't understand. Weird. Like, you know, I feel like you could handle it just fine. Because you said it was your biggest fear.
Yeah.
I said it was my worst nightmare.
Your worst nightmare.
Very strong.
Like, of all the things I could think of that would scare the crap out of me, and I would wake up all of a sudden, sitting in a movie theater by myself.
My apologies for being hyperbolic.
I'm just saying. You're like, moved in by myself. Woo! Goodness.
You guys are not considering Brittany and her feelings.
I am. Hmm. It still doesn't mean I can't make fun.
What are your goosies with Aaron Rodgers, Jennifer?
I have none.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
No goosies.
Brittany?
You can group Aaron Rodgers with Tua and Mike McDaniel. No goosies.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
Yep.
That's deception.
Oh, your boy's here.
Fireman?
No, Solana.
Oh.
I wish it was a fireman.
Dude, I've never seen her go to the bathroom, put makeup, get her hair did.
Okay, first of all, you've never seen it because it actually never happened. So
I think it did happen.
That's crazy.
How quick did you go by that door?
I walked past it a couple times.
Did you pretend to be a cat in a tree?
She was circling.
I was in distress, man.
Say like cat wave, pimp in distress.
Point for Jay Fish.
Give us one more there, tree cat.
Well, tree cat.
If we haven't had enough, we have Charles Barkley taking pot shots at the Miami Heat.
Okay, so you
so
got
the Pacers are out.
Okay. You got the Celtics.
The Heat are out, too.
Heat out?
The Heat are out.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay.
They play too hard, too smart.
They play hard. Great. That's coaching. Like when you go out with a girl and you say she got a great personality. That means she ugly. The Heat play hard. The Heat are not going to be in the top eight. The Heat are not going to be in the top eight.
No.
I mean, he has a point.
No, he doesn't have a point!
Wow, so you're saying you have gooseies?
You like those.
I'm saying he has a point.
I don't
what,
like
with
that.
The ugly like, girl thing?
Like, nobody's ever questioned whether they play hard. I mean, they just, like, for 2 years, I've been watching the car crash in the fourth quarter.
I'd love to get Shaq's thoughts on Spo going with Jaime Jaquez instead of Nico or Ware in the fourth quarter.
Oh, no. Kenny. Chuck. I don't understand how you have five guys on the court. That's 6'10", 6'9", and you decide you're going to go small with people that can't shoot.
It's crazy. No goosies for me. I'm not here for jokes. No serious goosies. Business.
It's game one. We should be having this.
You?
I got no goosies. It's funny, but I got
no goosies. Goosies.
Jennifer?
No, I do not. Sorry.
No goosies.
Brittany? We've already had enough.
No, I don't have any goosies.
Gooseless.
It was
goosies
funny.
No,
it was funny.
Goosies.
Right.
But it was.
I'm not laughing.
Whoa.
Uh oh.
Is there more news?
Oh, no. Just a blast from the past. I haven't heard this name in a while. Sham says, Portland Trailblazers assistant coach Tiago Splitter will assume the head coaching position in the interim place of Chauncey.
Tiago what?
The guy LeBron blocked in the finals.
Wasn't he playing like 2 years ago?
It's been a while.
What is he? What is his nationality?
Is he Brazilian? I think he's Brazilian.
Tiago. Yeah.
Take a break.
He's Brazilian.
Take a break.
Brazilian fireman. She can't get the smile off her face.
No,
just say,
this is just like just an awkward say, smile. Wait, say, I'm not sure if we're going to say, break.
Fireman. She just started cheesing.
She did.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Ew. Minus one. That makes me so uncomfortable.
Dude. Ew. What, speaking of fat cats.
Ew.
Minus one for making it weird.
Take a break. Back after this.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.